Chapter 3. You groan. Your head is pounding. Your eyes feel like they've been shut with staples. Slowly, you force them open. You blink, and blink again. A wampa is feasting on your tauntaun while sitting on the ceiling. Can wampas sit on ceilings? Your temples throb. You black out again. Later, you wake up. The tauntaun is almost entirely eaten. The wampa, its white fur caked with blood, is no longer sitting on the ceiling. It is sitting on the floor, and you are hanging upside down. Maybe you were hanging upside down all along. You peer up at your feet. They are trapped in ice on the ceiling. You yank at them. They do not budge. You try to lift your body up to them, but you are too heavy, too woozy. You stare at the blood-covered wampa. What will it eat when it's finished eating the tauntaun? Never mind. Stupid question. You look over the cave again, trying to ignore the wampa gnawing on your tauntaun's bones, which is not easy. You look past the beast. You don't see what you're looking for. You look behind you. Nope. Finally, you examine the area around you. There it is, half buried in snow. Your lightsaber. No blaster. That's probably somewhere out in the middle of the snowfield, petrifying until the end of this planet's ice age. But that's okay. You prefer the lightsaber anyway. It's not that far from you, so you reach for it, your arm straining in its socket, fingers grasping at the air, as if they could drag you closer. But they can't. You exhale and let your body go limp. The wampa is now gnawing on the tauntaun's enormous thigh bone, slurping and sucking at the supple sinews. You look back at the lightsaber. Then you think of old Ben, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the man who gave you the lightsaber, the man who turned your father into one of the greatest Jedi Knights of all time, the man who began to train you before he was killed by Darth Vader. Darth Vader, the Emperor's right hand. Darth Vader, who killed your father. You stop your mind from wandering. You focus on the lightsaber. You know what old Ben would tell you to do. Close your eyes. Count to 10, letting the thoughts clear from your mind. Breathe in and out. In and out, until your mind is as empty and bright as a snowfield on a clear morning, until you can feel everything around you, as if everything in the room has a physical shape on the field of your mind. You feel the great hot wampa. You feel the smooth, sticky bones of the tauntaun. Then, closer, the mound of snow. The lightsaber. You touch it in your mind. You reach out your hand. You do not strain. You just reach. You hold the lightsaber in your mind. And then, from the snowbank, the lightsaber jumps to your hand. You open your eyes. There it is, actually in your hand. And there is the wampa, standing in front of you, staring at you, perplexed and furious. You ignite the lightsaber. Its blade is silvery blue. It hums, burning against the darkness. It is as serene and as powerful as the Force itself. And dangerous. Holding a lightsaber feels dangerous. At least, it does to you. Though right now, it's more dangerous to that blood-soaked wampa standing in front of you. You swing the lightsaber at the ice holding your feet. You hit the ground just as the wampa lunges at you, and its arm goes twirling across the cave. The wampa staggers back, staring. The lightsaber is so sharp, so hot, that it cauterized the wound. There is no blood, but there is no arm either. The great beast is in pain, and now it is afraid of you. Very afraid. Keeping your eyes trained on the savage ice beast, your lightsaber raised high, you slowly back out of the cave. Lesson Gamma. Reach out and touch something with your mind. You probably think that your next test will be trying to move something with your thoughts. Yeah, we're not gonna try that. Yet. I mean, you can give it a go, but don't be discouraged if you fail. Moving stuff with your mind is a wee bit difficult. No, for this test, I want you to close your eyes. Not yet. And breathe. It might help you to count to 10 at first. Then, just focus on your breath. Once you've been focusing on your breath for a while, I want you to feel what's around you. Not with your hands, with your mind. Explore the objects of the room. Your eyes should still be closed. Don't try to remember what's around you. Just feel it. Start with what you're sitting on. Then anything that's in contact with your body. Work outward. What's touching those things? Feel their shapes in your mind. Finally, I want you to focus on something near you, but that you are not touching. Trace it with your mind. Feel its shape. Reach out. Touch it. Open your eyes. Were you right? Was it where you thought it was? Did it look like you thought it did? If not, don't worry. Just try it again. Remember, the most important thing is to feel everything around you. The guessing part at the end is just for fun.